Okay, so just to review for a second, so we're talking how sometimes, just a little bit ironically, you could have two Isurei Doraisa when it comes to the Karban Pesach that are a little bit in conflict with each other. So one of them is Shviras HaEtzem, Etzem Lo Sish Beru Bo. And we talked about yesterday, Bo, which is Kosher, Pasol, or Haisalo Shasa Kosher. Three different options. So normally we would... We wouldn't be so worried about that when it comes to Kadshim, but we quoted the Chizkuni yesterday that part of the Achilas Karban Pesach ve'achluas abasar b'layla zeh is that the Achilas kederach hamlachim, and the Karban Pesach is nachal ala sova, because we don't want to be ravenous when we eat it, and one of the hallmarks of somebody who's ravenously eating would be shviras hatzamos, because they're trying to extract as many calories as possible. So that would all be well and good, but we have another issue, which is losusir menu ad boker, hanosar menu ad boker, ba'esh tisrofu. So once you control for the idea of basar, which is, by definition, trapped in the atzamos, so then you have a problem. That was exactly the problem that we were talking about. So how do you deal with that? So the Bali Atosos, that's what I like to call the halachic version of laparoscopic surgery. So we'll refer to the back to that. So it's sort of like creating a singe in it, or just to be able to extract the moach, so that should be able to protect it. But the Bali Atosos, largely based on the Gemara that we'll see today, said maybe that's not so practical. Maybe there's a chashash. We'll see Rava has a day like this, that that's going to lead to shviras atzamos in its own right because of the force of the heat. So in any event, that doesn't seem like it's a realistic solution. And so we could, you know, talk about the sreifa, for those atzamos. And again, only because there's an iser of shviras ho'etzem, so that in a certain sense generates a much greater likelihood of nosar, lo susir menu ad boker, or nosar menu ad boker, ba'esh tisrofu. Yesterday we discussed four different shitos, why we wouldn't appeal to the principle of asay, docha, los asay, right? Nosar menu ad boker, ba'esh tisrofu is a mitzvah asay. Nosar is what we call lav hanitak lasay. So why is it that we say that you cannot burn the atzamos, or any of the nosar, frankly, the atzamos containing the besar moach? Why would you be able to do that on Yantif? It's only an isur lav, it's not an isur karis or an isur skila. So the basic principles of asay docha los asay lechora should apply. So the four different dayas that we spoke about in the Gemara. One day in the Gemara was really interesting, the first daya. Lo susir menu ad boker, but no susir menu ad boker, by ish tisrofu, is litain boker shady, which either means you basically have two co-equal times, so you have no right to choose the one that would implicate Yom Tif. The other way to interpret it, which I think is the more correct way in the Gemara, is litain boker shady, that when the Torah comes and uses the term boker twice, what it really says is that we're overriding the principle of asay docha lo sasay. So that was one of the opinions that we saw. Another opinion that we saw had to do with the fact that we relate to the Karban Pesach fundamentally as a Karban Chol, and that would be a violation of Olas Shabbos B'Shabbato, Olas HaTamed V'Niska, V'lo Olas Chol B'Shabbos, V'lo Olas Chol B'Yamtiv. So the idea is that the Karban Pesach, because the Avoda takes place Mi Ba'od Yom, so it's a Karban Chol. And so if a Karban Chol isn't Ocha Shabbos, so Kal V'Chomer, Nosar, Srefas Nosar is not going to be Docha Yantif or Shabbos either. So that seemed like the most obvious limud. Why wouldn't everybody just agree to that? So we speculated yesterday, maybe it's because of the outsized role that Achila plays when it comes to the Korban Pasach, right? Ish lefi ochlo tachosu alaseh. It's such a pleasure to be able to do this in Parshas Bo. We get credit for the Sedra as well. Shina lavakasev la'akev, right? It's not just ish lefi ochlo tachosu alaseh, but the Torah, says b'michsas nefashos as well. So that was a second day. The third day was a little complicated to understand. And the Gemara refers to it as a kal v'chomer from Mila shelo bizmana. Hey Zev, how are you? Good to see you. We're just doing chazar. And Nachi is with us as well, so we say to Nachi, excellent effort last night. They'll say that it's trite, but you're a winner in my book. And that and 250 will get you on the subway, unless they raise the price, in which case it won't even get you on the subway. Get you close. $3 now? What is it? Anybody know? $3? More? $3.25? It's terrible. I come from the era of 125. My father, we used to ride the subway together. My father used to tell me when it was bad, it was a nickel. He had to pay $1.25. I wouldn't pay $3.25 to ride. I sat on the same seat for $1.25. How are they going to charge me $3.25? So in any event, what's the Kal Vachomer from Mila Shelo Bismana? So let's start with the Davar Pasha. But the Rabbeinu Chananel says, look, Mila is mitzvah seish yesh bo kares. Moshe Rabbeinu delayed, and that was okay because it was sakana. But vahiva derech ba malon she'asak be'iske malon tchila. So Moshe Rabbeinu got punished. That the Rambam even quotes that in Lehalacha in the Yad HaChazak. He says, oh, lo nitla Moshe Rabbeinu sha'achas. That's in the famous Rambam of Mila is so chamor that Moshe Rabbeinu almost died over it because, you know, he put the suitcase away or something like that. So Rabbeinu Chana says, look, Mila seems to be like the most chamor thing in the world. Nichrsu ala yud gimel brisos and his little kares. And still, for some reason, it's not docha Shabbos unless it's a Mila Bismana and with all of the permutations of Derech Leida and one of the most fascinating areas in modern halachic literature, just the last generation, is what we would say about babies, Baruch Hashem, that we have advances now that are conceived through IUI and IVF. Is that considered a normal Derech Leida? Tshuva of Shlomo Zalman, it's not Docha Shabbos or Bismillah. Okay, lots of debate about that point. But be that as it may, Sir Rabbeinu Chana says the whole thing is a very big chiddush, like Gzeiras HaKasav, that it's not Docha Shabbos. That is not going to be Mila, Chamura, Yud Gimel Brisos, Kares. If Mila Shelo Bizman isn't going to be Docha Shabbos, so we have a very hard time believing that no Sar is going to be Docha Shabbos. So that's the way Rabbeinu Chanan will interpret the third sheet in the Gemara. Rashi had a very complicated limud. Rashi says, oh, Mila is the classical example of Ase Docha Lo Sase, because Mila b'makom b'heres. Pasuk says in Sefer Dvarim, in Parshas Kiseitze, Yishamir b'nega atzaras lishmor me'od v'lasos. So that's a law, that you're not allowed to, obstruction of justice. You can't cut off tzaras, so you don't want to go into quarantine for 7 days. So you're not allowed to fool the administration. So the Torah already spoke about that. Okay, so Rashi says, Mila, afilu shelo bizmana is docha tzaras. And Saras is doch everything in the world, because a person who's a Tzarua, a person who's a Mitzora, so you can't do the Avoda. And Avoda is doch a Shabbos, right? We just talked about it. Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato. Or Olas Tamid, right? So, Vayasub reisos a Pasach b'mo'ado, any korban which is kavu azman, is doch a Shabbos. So you would think that Mila, which is doch a Saras, which is doch everything in the world, right, Avoda, which is itself Tocha Shabbos, so, you know, you would think that Amila, which is Docha Tzaras, certainly should be Docha Shabbos, Afilu Shelo Bizmana, right, based on that triple Kal Vachomer, Tzaras, to the Avoda, to Shabbos, and yet it's not. So if that isn't Docha Shabbos, so certainly, Sreifa has no Saras and Docha Shabbos. Okay, very complicated, almost convoluted Limud and Rashi, right? And then the fourth Deya, which is a sort of a classical Deya, that yes, it's true, is Ase is Docha Losase, but Yamtif is not a Losase. You can't characterize Yamtif as a Losase. Yes, it's true, Kom Lecha Savoda Losasu, but Yamtif is more than that. It's an Ase and a Losase, because Yelacham Shabbosom. So an asay isn't going to be docha a los asay and an asay. So I was quoting, saying to Zev yesterday, the Rabbi Wiener loves to quote this, right, about the Ramban, talking about how it's really about ahava being docha yira. So it doesn't make sense to say that an asay is docha a los asay via asay, because, you know, they both have aspects of avas Hashem to them. So the truth of the matter is that according to the Ramban, I didn't mention this yesterday, but this is all the final point of Chazara, that according to the Ramban, the Asay of Yamtif is even much greater than the Los Asay of Yamtif. Los Asay of Yamtif is just the Malkos. We don't want people, Chas V'Shalom, to be Mizalzel in Yamtif, but the Los Asay is a Los Asay grade that's a Lav Sheish B'Malkos. But the Asay actually encapsulates things that are on the Los Asay side only Asurim Midivrehem. It's a very famous essay that Ramban wrote in Parshas Emor, Yelacham Shabbason. So there are Isurim Dirabanan, that on the Los Asay side it doesn't really qualify, but it undermines the Asay. And the Ramban has a whole beautiful essay about this, which he connects to the idea of Kedoshim Tiyu, and V'asisa Yasher V'atov, that the Halacha, the Los Asay, Kom Lechasavu, the Los Asay, was like a very low bar. But if you really want to have the spirit of Shabbos or Yontif, what the Rabbim called Shvisa Nikeres, so you need to abstain from things that are only fundamentally Asur Misham Shavos. So for the Ramban, the Asay of Yontif was actually much more powerful. It encompassed areas that the Los Asay did not. So there are certain activities that have no register in terms of the Los Asay Doraisa that are part of the Asay Doraisa. Because for the Ramban, the whole idea of Yeh Lacham Shabbason means there's a character to the day. There's a character to Shabbos. There's a character to Yontif. And that's why he connects it to V'asisa Yashar V'atov. He says, look, there are certain things that the Torah didn't prohibit, but they're clearly against the Ratzon HaTorah. And the Torah would expect you to do the right thing, to think what's the right thing to do. Or Kedoshim Tiyu, right, Zevi, we were just talking about this in Shir a lot, right? The idea of Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutter Lecha. But it's Davka, those things that, technically speaking, you could do them. But should you do them? Would you want to do them? Person's allowed to eat all day. Say a bracha Rishona, say a bracha Achrona. Do you want to eat all day? Is that Kedoshim Tiyu? So that's the idea. Okay, so the Mishnah says, "Kol hanechal b'shor hagadol ye'ochel b'gedi harach v'roshei kenafayim v'hasechusim," which is basically cartilage. So, anybody know the difference between the shor hagadol and the gedi harach? So, young gedi at 8 days old, and they have a strong bull, fully aged. So one of my best friends in high school became a bovine veterinarian. That was his life dream. In high school, he aspired to be a bovine veterinarian. He wanted to spend his life taking care of cows, and that's what he does. So I always think of him when I think about this mission, the Shor HaGadol. His level of passion and excitement. He would sometimes send me emails when he was in his training about the size of the bulls that he was handling. Bulls can be very large. So what the Mishnah expects that we would understand, we're urbanized creatures, so we don't know so much about this, is that the Shor HaGadol, all of the sinews are very hard. The Gedi HaRach is that everything could be, theoretically, Mitzad HaGavra could be Betoras Ochel. So remember we were talking about that a little bit yesterday in terms of the Chetz HaGavra Chiluk that the Bali Atosos brought up? That it doesn't have the tam basar, but it could still be considered basar, the inin achila. We were talking about maybe to the exclusion of the gidei tzavar, right? Which are the hardest of the gidim because we want to keep our heads attached to our body. So the shor hagadol, all of the gidin are very, very, very hard. The cartilage is fully formed. But when it comes to the gidi harach, right, everything is very soft. Everything is very soft. Okay. So, the Gemara says, Rabbi Rami, it's not called Nechol B'Shor HaGadol, Yechol B'Digdi HaRach, V'Shen Nechol Lo, Se'im HaSev Roshay Kenafayim V'Schusim, V'Hani Lo Misachli B'Shor HaGadol. You're not allowed to eat those when it comes to a fully grown bull. So, Ela T'naihi V'Hachi K'tani, Kol Nechol B'Shor HaGadol, Yechol B'Digdi HaRach, Rava Amar Mahin Kitani Vahi Kitani Kolanachal Bishur Hagadol Bishlaka. Right, Shlakos basically means that you just submerge it, you cook it. It's Bishl Biyeser, Rashi says. Yiochal Bagdi Harach Bit Sli. Sli is a much more intensive preparatory process. So mahen, what are these elements? Rashi kenafayim mischusim. The cartilage. Tani kavasi the rabba kol neachol b'shar hagadol b'shlaka yeachol begidi harach v'tzli umahen rashi kenafayim sechusim v'gidin harachen nidonin kibasar. And the soft gidin, those are all nidon kibasar. And again, anything which has the din of basar is then subject to the din of nosar. Doesn't have the din of basar, right? As the Gemara said, nishdei, you could simply throw it out. So itmar gidin shesofa lahakshos, they're not yet hard, but they will become hard. Rabbi Yochanan amar nimna lehem b'pesach, it can be considered achila for the carbon pesach, kizayis, Rish Lakish amar nimna lehem b'pesach. You could see here that we paskin like Rish Lakish, it seems a little bit strange. So Rabbi Yochanan amar nimna lehem basar hashtaz linan, that if they're soft now, people are going to eat them, it's considered ochel. Rish Lakish amar yinim naleim basar b'sofas linan. So esvei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan kol anechal b'shar ha-gadol yachal b'gdi harach umahin rav shekin ha-fayim b'sechusim hani'in aval gidin shesofan lahakshos lo. So amar lei tanahani v'hu adin lahanach. Hani my time, the hum is akli bishra gadol bishlaka, and achnami mis akli bishra gadol bishlaka. Okay, so it sounds for now, it's like a little strange. Why would we paskin like Rish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan? If Rabbi Yochanan is saying, basar hashta, if it's edible now, so then it's part of the minoy for carbon pesach, so why isn't that good enough? So amalei Rabbi Yirmila Rabavin, ki asus akami de Rabbi Avo, when you come to Rabbi Avo, ramila imyama Rabbi Yochanan, gidin shesov and lahakshus nimen lehim bepesach. Amabasar hashtar zlinin v'ha ba'im minei Rish Lakish mir b'yochanan or harosh shel egel harach mahu sheyitamet. Does it have the status of something which is roi l'kabel to mezochan, like we did at the very beginning of the Masech, the second half of Or the Arbasar? V'amr lo ein metame. No, because it's going to become hard and therefore it's nechshav ke'etzem, it's not nechshav ke'basar. So alma basar b'sofa zlinin. So amr lo the ramel chahalo chash the kimche. So that's a Talmudic idiom. Basically, you didn't pay enough attention to your learning. Ha-hadr be Rabbi Yochanan l'gabi de Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan really agrees to Rish Lakish. Remember, lay, al takni teni shebelashon yachid anishon neosa. Don't, get on my case. When as I said that limud, that basar hashtaz linan and not basar lebasofaz linan, that was really belashon yachid. I was only quoting a das yachid. I wasn't really stating that aliba de hilchasa. Okay, very good. So we paskin like the original day of Rish Lakish, which could very well be the day of Rabbi Yochanan le'alocha, and then we go bas ourselves. So what's a nafka mina? What do we really, better yet, what's in the kudas ha-machlok? So obviously what it is a din in the gava versus a din in the chafza. It's edible now, but it's not considered a midi de chazi la'achila. Because objectively, when this comes to its full development, it won't be chazi l'achila. So it's a classical chiluk between a chefs and a gavr. Anybody happen to know, this is really one of these avas Hashem and yiras Hashem moments in terms of chachmaso, hanifla, the tmim deos. We are just a birik tanish fela fela bifnei tmim deos. We talked about the Rosh Ha'egel, right? That the head, right? It's soft now, but it will be hardened later. Everybody knows this, from little babies or your younger siblings or family members, right? That when they're born, you have to be very careful, right? Same thing is true with animals because their skulls haven't fused yet, right? It's soft. So everybody here should be able to figure out why the Vasov, it gets hard, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu wants this to stay intact. Okay, so that's why it gets hard. So why doesn't it come out that way? Eitan?
Because otherwise it wouldn't be able to exit the womb.
Ah. Exactly right. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is very, 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 very smart. He says we need to get these children into the world, and once they're in the world, we need to make sure that they protect what's up here. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, the Ava is Lafi HaYediyah, so the Yediyah is up here. Okay, the Rambam said that, but he was just uncovering what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really meant. So to get into the world, right, you need a certain degree of flexibility. That's how it pushes through. If imagine it was hard, Chas V'Shalom, right, the dangers to the mother would be incredible, the dangers to the baby also. So there's a certain amount of flexibility that is required at that stage. But it's just one of those things where the timing is the beauty of the Bria, that it's all timed to really be perfect. You don't tamper with perfection. Okay. Just two housekeeping points here in Tosso. So Gidin Shesof and Lahakshos. So what were we talking about? So Pirish Bekuntras Gidei Tzavar V'Nir L'Rivva. That's clearly not what we saw in Pei Gimel Amid Beis. The Mashma the Hashnim Rachim Kibasa the Gamri V'Afila Reish Lakashel Apostle Ule Mishum De Besof Ule El the previous Amud Kamar Pshita Begidei Tzavar Mashma Shem Regilin Lios No Sarvin Ruin Leochel Kimo Atzamos. Right? Rashi himself said it's just like an eight. Elanira Dahenu Gidei Shidra V'Gidim Harochim Diktani Bibraisa Ayri Begidei Basar De Chule Alma Havu Kibasar. So the Shidra, right, also hardens with time, the cartilage, and other kinds of Gidim Harachan, they become harder and harder over time. So you probably, and you guys don't feel it yet, but I certainly do. You ever notice, or you have your parents tell you that they're not as flexible as they once were? So it's not that they're being lazy. It's an anatomical fact. Why? Because younger people are limber. Also in Kadosh Baruch Hu, they'd be falling around a lot, they'd be running around a lot and falling. So their ligaments and their cartilage, all the connective tissue, is still very, very soft. So my Baruch Hashem, my 1.5-year-old, he can fall 1,000 times a day, he just gets up, right? You know, if we would fall once, I would fall once, and I'd be complaining about it for a week. So that's the way that all mammals develop. That the Gidim Arachin, and then they get harder over time. So, since we're not cannibals, Hashem, right, we don't ask the question in terms of human beings, but we have to ask the question for animals, is that what's the status, Lini Nachila? Is it Basar Hastar or Basar Levaso? So we pass in Basar Levaso Faslina. Now, Tosos quotes in the name of the Riva that the Yerushalmi handles the Machlokas a little bit differently. Here in the Babli, we said Rabbi Yochanan was Hadar Lagabe Reish Lakish. So they had a different tradition in the Yerushalmi. If you look, take a look in the last two lines of Tosos here, Pedal Adam Aleph, Riva Omer, the Yerushalmi Parech Reish Lakish, HaReish Lakish, Mameshani Taim of the Reish Lakish, Mikra, that the Zegzera Sakasa V'Ochlu Es HaBosar Balayla Hazeh, Bosar V'Lo Gidin, U'V'Or HaRosh, Shel Egel HaRach, Le'inyin Tomas Ochlin, Ozil Basar de Hashta Vihocha Havig Zeras Hakasov. That you actually, Reish Lakish is quoted in Yerushalmi as saying, not Basar de Vasov, the way that he's in the Bavli, but Basar de Hashta. And so it's just a Zeras Hakasov, Vihachluas Ha Basar, Balayla Zeh. Basar specifically means not Gidin. So even Reish Lakish, he holds Basar de Hashta, and everybody would eat the Gidin now because it's just like Basar. So it's a gzeras hakasa that it actually has to be basar and not gidin. Very good. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Hashover es o'atzen b'pesach ha-tahor, ha-reza loke ar-boyen. Okay, shvir es o'atzen, av-sheish b'maisetz, malkus. Aval ha-moser b'tahor, if you're over the iser nosar, v'ashover b'tamei and loke es ar-boyen. So there is no malkus. So let's take first when it comes to nosar. Anybody think about a svara, why it's not subject to malkus? Two possibilities. Zev?
Lav Shein B'maisa.
Okay, so it could be that it's a Lav Shein B'maisa, because at some point what happened is the clock ran out on you, right? So that's a possibility. If that's the way that you want to define a Lav Shein B'maisa, that at the moment when you trigger the Mechayev, you have to have something active. So here, it was totally passive. It was B'sheva Al-Tasi. That could be one possibility. Anybody want to state another possibility? Eitan?
Lav Hani Tak Lasei.
Right. Right. Hanoser Menu Ad Boker Ba'esh Tisrofu. So there are two deos in the Rishonim why we don't have Malkus when it comes to Lav Hani Tak Lasei. One of them is a little bit formalistic. The other one is more conceptual. Anybody know what the two deis are? Ilan?
I think one of them is that it's not similar enough to Los Achsum.
Good. It's just a very, it's a formal halacha. Los Achsum Shorn B'disho. So a person was chose mashur b'shaz disha. What are you going to do? Take it off later. It's done with its work. Okay, so that's one day. Anybody know another day? Ilan?
That it can be rectified.
Ah. So we call the doctrine of Hatzalah. If you violate this law, so there's an eject button. Asezos v'hatzel. That really, it's a conceptual argument that you only get Malkos if you do something which is fundamentally wrong to such a degree that you're deserving of Malkos. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, we didn't learn that Masechta together, people in this room, but has a lot. Malkos b'malko misa omedes, right? Nachrim don't get Malkos. All they get is misa. I once read a whole article about this. Malkos b'malko misa omedes, that's why the Torah says, v'nikla achicha le'inecha, it's really like you. There is a death that's involved. Right? And the person is reborn. That's why he's called the Achicha. He's a Rasha. Bin Hakos HaRasha. V'hipilo HaRasha. But in the end of the day, Menikla Achicha Le'inecha, there's like a, you know, Kekatan Hanola Dami in front of you. So if it can be rectified, that it doesn't really reach that level. It's not so egregious that it deserves Malkos. Malkos Mako Miso Medes. Nachrim, when they violate what would otherwise be an Isser Malkos, they're put to death. They're not given the out of Malkos. That's the whole discussion of those of Arweish, Bechol Moshe Seichem, Biyom HaShabbos. Is it just Miso's Bezdin? It encompasses Malkos as well, because Malkos is also like a fifth form of Miso's Bezdin. The good news is it's a form of Miso's Bezdin that you survive most of the time. You know. The umdina correctly. That's exactly this far. So that it's a rectifiable violation, unlike Lav Sachsom Shorm Bidisho, it's not just a formalistic issue, but it's rectifiable, so it doesn't reach the level of Malchus. Okay, so those are the 2 days in the Rishonim. So Gemara says, Bishlam Amoser B'tar D'tan Yilosim Menuad Boker, Hanoser menuad boker by Yisro ba'kasov litenase achalosa selo marshin loke devir Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yaakov Omer lo min Hashem uzel mishum dehavalei lav shein bo ma'isa vein lo kin alav. So both svaras that you suggested are correct. Ela shover betame minalan. That's difficult for us to understand. So the Gemara says it's exeris akasa ve'etzem lo zishbru bo bekasher v'lo bepasol tan rabban ve'etzem lo zishbru bo bekasher v'lo bepasol Rabbi Omer v'ayis echad yachel. So the minute that it's no longer roi la'achila, it's not going to have shiras atzem. So my b'nei or mebir miya pesach haba b'tumah ike b'nai l'manda mer kasher. That has to be kasher high pasul. And it's actually fundamentally pasul. If you hold, as Rashi explains, tumah d'chuya b'tzibur. But l'manda amar roi la'achila, hainami roi la'achila. You're allowed to eat it. Because of Tuma Dechuya Betzibur. So if Yosef says something different, Amar Ki Agav Nechuli Alma Inbo Mishum Shviras HaEtzem. Nobody would think that Shviras HaEtzem applies in such a situation. Skip the next 4 words. The Bach takes them out. V'hai HaPosol Hu Elohai Salo Shas HaKosher V'nifsalika B'nai L'man Damar Kosher HaKosher Hu. Rashi says the Avoda was done, B'ksherus. Lamanda Amar Ra'oi La'achila Hashtalav Ra'oi La'achila. So that's the machlokas. If it's not Ra'oi La'achila right now, Vetzim L'sish Brubo, will that apply or not? So Abayi Amar L'chulei Al Mokol Yegavni L'mishum Shvirah So'etzem My time Ahashtami As HaPosol Hu. When Shvirah So'etzem is linked to Achila, as we explained in the Chizkuni, Ela Shvirah So'etzem Ibod Yom Ika Beinai Hu. Let's say you do it on the 14th. So it's not a Zman Achila, but it's still Kasher. You're just waiting for the clock to hit Tzeis HaKochavim. V'achlu es habasar b'layla hazeh. So l'manda mer Kasher HaKasher, who it's certainly Kasher, you just have to wait. L'manda mer roi l'achila hashalav bar achila hu. So meisu Rabbi Omer, nimnin al moach sheberosh ve nimnin al moach shebekulis. Al moach sheberosh, my time ahol v'yachol l'goriro. Ulehotzio, without Shviras HaEtzem, you can bring out the Moach And therefore it's Nechshav Basar, therefore Nimnin Alav. V'sal G'day Dechshir Aswatsim Ibod Yom Shapir Dami. And if you'll tell me that I'm really allowed in the Daraisa level to do Shivar Aswatsim Ibod Yom, so then from anywhere in the body, Kulis Nami Nidbere, right, from Shivira Ibod Yom, V'nafku L'moach Didei V'nimnu Alei. So why don't you just do the Shivar Aswatsim on the 14th? Okay, so Shchalios B'Shabbos, you'll have different questions, but in a regular year. So Amr L'cho Abaya, V'litan Meich, Mishach HaSheikha Nami, Nesi Gumrasa. This is what we call the laparoscopic approach, just to singe a little hole in it, right? Minimally invasive. V'neichos Alei, V'nikle, V'nafke L'moch Didei, V'nimno Alei. Da'atanya, Sarif B'atzamos, V'amechatech, V'gidenem, M'mishim Shviros, V'atzem. Ma'is l'chala me'mar, right? Burning atzamos, not breaking them. Chopping gidin, right? As opposed to atzamos, that is not considered nisr d'arais of shviras ha'atzem. So abaya amar mishum paka, that if you burn it, right, you can cause it to break on the other side. Rav amar mishum hesed kachin dekamafsid le'biyadayim. So Rashi explains that that's a nisr d'rabanan. So dilma achal nura mimoach didei mubod yom. Nami gzera mibod yom ato mishech hasheicha. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, technically speaking, these things would be permissible on the Doraisa level, but on the Derabanan level, we don't want to cause any hefsed in kachim. So Rav Papa says, no, kol ki agav nechuliyama yeshba mishum shvihas etzem. This would not be acceptable according to anybody. My time ala ursa mechzi leachila. Because it hasn't yet gotten to the stage of achila yet. Remember, I was trying to emphasize this the other day, that Korban Pesach is unique in the world of korbanos hanecholos, anything outside of the korban ola, because all of their korbanos, the dam is matir the basar right away. That's the whole idea of the dam being a matir. The korban pesach is the only thing where you have to hang around all day long and wait. Ve'achluas abasar by laila hazet. It's a very unusual phenomenon. So Rav Papa says, what are you talking about? The only reason that you're not eating this right now is because there's a separate din. But fundamentally, of course, the halach of shviras ha'atzim applies mibod yom. So my time of the orsa mechzi v'achila ela be'ever shi'atzim v'ksaso kamiflegi mandam er kosher ho kosher hu mandam eroi l'achila ha'ilav barachila hu kiditani Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Rokel Omer ever shi'atzim v'ksaso u'shivar ro'en mo mishum shviras ho'atzim Rav Sheshes Breda Ravidi Amar Kol ki agam nechulei amayim b'mishum shvirat ha'asem d'hai evir ha'apostol hu ela shviras ho'etzem b'na with a raw korban pesach ika b'nayu mandam er kosher ha'kosher hu. Okay, it's kosher. All you have to do is to roast it. Mandam er roi l'achila hashtein er roi l'achila because you haven't roasted it yet. It's mechusar ma'isa. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar kol ki agam ne'yesh b'mishum shvirat ha'asem. Everybody will agree to that. That's silly to think that there's a machloka. It's my time of the chazi l'achila mitvilei. Right, you guys already saw Targum Unklus for Tzliyesh this week, right? That's the word that he uses. The mitzvilei, just roast it. Ve'achalei ela shiviras ha'aliyo ika beinayu. Lemandam er kasher akasher hu. Lemandam er roi la'achila hay eno roi la'achila da aliyo legavoa salka. Because the aliyah, the tail, is put onto the mizbeach. It's one of the achilos ha'mizbeach. It's one of the emurin. So the aliyah, right, according to this manda amar, is not subject to din of shviras ha'etzem, which is limited not to achilas mizbeach, but rather achilas ha'adam. Who remembers where this came up earlier in Psachim? Zev?
Rabbi Ben Desira, when he told the non-Jew to tell the Kohanim to give him the tail.
Excellent. Gimel Udvez. Right. Ashrecha Rabbi Yudah Ben Desira. Remember what the Gemara said? Mitzudas chaprusa birushalayim. He was so far away, benitzivin, but his net was cast over Yerushalayim that he protected the pasuk in this week's parsha. It all comes together. Right? Tosha v'socher lo yochal bo, depending on how you interpret kol ben nechar lo yochal bo. That'll be tomorrow Shnai Mikra for Shishi. Ashrecha Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira, Ashrecha Zev, that you remember that. So that's one of my favorite Tosfos in the Masechta, Gimel Amud Beis. Tosfos says, don't conclude on the basis of this Gemara that we are going to deny people a cheskas kashrus if they claim to be Jewish. You might have concluded based on this Gemara that, wait, if somebody comes along, claims to be Jewish, we can't believe them. Look what happened. We were ma'achil, the Karban Pesach, that somebody wasn't Jewish. Tosus says fundamentally, if somebody comes along and says they're Jewish, they have a cheskas kashrus. Practically speaking, whether or not we can really rely on that bisman hazeh is a different question. As I mentioned at the time, it's because we're living in a very confused age and people have lost track of yuchsin, but fundamentally, the Shita of Tosa says there's a cheskes kashrus. Okay, very good. So let me just circle back for a second about Eiver Sheyotza Miktsas. It's a very complicated halachic situation. Not an Eiver Sheyotza Kulo. Eiver Sheyotza Kulo, everybody agrees, is possible. But an Eiver Sheyotza Miktsas. So anybody know how you deal with that? It's a very complicated thing. It's not Rai La'achila. It was outside of the Chomos of Yerushalayim. On the other hand, you can't just sever the bone. Because only part of the Eiver. This is really where it's helpful to have some knowledge of the NFL. I don't know what we would do for analogies without it. So basically, right, there are 2 feet in bounds. Okay, but the Eiver went over the sideline. So what is the significance of that? What is the significance of that? So Rosho Verubo, let's say, is inbounds, and the Eiver goes over the end line. So the Teretz is, Taka, depends where you are. So if it's the sideline, nothing. Right? Rosho Verubo inbounds. So if the hand is extended over the out-of-bounds area, so it's Basa Rosho Verubo. We don't care if your hand's extended, out of bounds to make the catch. But if you're on the goal line and you extend over the end line, so that's a touchdown. Whatever happened to Basa Rosho Verubo? So that's a very important issue in the lumdus of the NFL. The Gedolei Achronim have debated that point. So my area, that just because you're by the goal line, there's a lot of lumdus to say about that. Is it basically like the end zone is Moshe Chiyu, that even Basar Miktaso Azlinan, that the end zone Agav Chavivuse, people are sort of drawn in, even if Rosh Avirubo is in the car. There's a lot to say about it. So we have a situation where, let's say, the toe or the foot of an animal is Yotze Chutz L'Chomas Yerushalayim. Now, Rosh HaVirubo is within Yerushalayim. So this is a halachic situation we call Eiver Sheyatza Miktaso. It doesn't passel the entire karban. On the other hand, part of the Eiver extended over the end line. So the question is it like the goal line and there's, some status? Or is it like the sideline and we can totally ignore it? And the halach is, it's actually somewhere in between. That part of the Eiver is actually possible. But it doesn't extend, forget about to the entire goof, but it doesn't extend to the rest of the Eiver either. So what do you do? So it's a very, very complicated situation. So you're allowed to chop down all the way to the Etzem. When you get to the Etzem, you can no longer be Shover Esho Etzem. But you want to salvage the rest of the karban. And frankly, not only do you want to, but you have to salvage the rest of the karban because you can't be mafsid kodshim miadayim. So this is a little grisly. But what you're supposed to do in this situation, I'm just going to read from Rashi for a second. Choteich ad shemagia le'etzem. If anybody here wants to be a surgeon, you'll enjoy this very much, an orthopedic surgeon. So you chop down till you hit bone. Once you hit bone, you have to get rid of anything that could possibly break the bone. That would be Nisr Daraisa. Ve'etzem lo sishbrubo. Ve'kolef ad shemagia leperek. And you start, basically, to peel away until you get to the nearest joint. Ve'chotech. And then you cut there. Kedetznan b'masnis. We'll get to that on Pei Yomud Beis. again, if anybody's interested in orthopedics, right, we can have a lab part of this chabura. We can, you know, do a demonstration, but that is basically what you're supposed to do. So you have to negotiate two potentially surim. Ve'etzem lo sish berubo. You cannot be shover as ho etzem, because the etzem is still fundamentally tahor, right? And on the other hand, being mafsid kachim bi'adam, you have to be very, very, very careful in terms of, you know, taking even the smallest amount that really is ro'ei v'kasher la'achila, and at the same time, it's an ever shi'atza miktsasa. All right, very good. So let's go a little bit further. We talked about we talked about everybody agreeing. Al yale gabo asalka. Very good, Zev. Rav Ashi amar, kol ki agav nevada yimim mishim mishvira sa'atzim dav adi ina roi da achila klal tzal chivas mizbeach what's the hava mina. Elo eivar shena lav moach kizai is basar yika bina yilaman nevar kosher al kosher hu laman nevar yila achila bo yinan shir achila b'leka. Let's say it is less than a kizai is. That's how we pass him, by the way. So Rav Yina amar, kol ki agav nevada yimim mishim mishvira sa'atzim dav yinan shir achila. As you can see, the ein mishpat. You need a kizayis. Is it mitzdari for not? Laman demer kosher, akosher, laman demer roi lachila bainan, shir achila b'makom shvira v'alaka. So Tanya ke'arboa minayu. So we have supporting brisos for at least four of the shitos that we saw. The Tanya Rabbi Yomer bayis echol ye'achol ve'etzem lo sij berubo ala kosher chay v'enu chayav ala apostol. Ein bo mishum shiviras etzem. Those are the four Tanaic statements. Itmar. Aver shenalav kizayis basar makom zav, yeshalav kizayis basar bimakom ach, Rabbi Yochanan amar, yeshalav mishum shiviras o etzem. Probably it's mitzdarif. Rabbi Shimon lakish amar, ein bo mishum shiviras o etzem. Ez Rabbi Yochanan, reish lakish, etzem bo zizhbiru bo, echad etzem sheshalav kizayis basar, vachad etzem shenalav kizayis basar, mayin alav kizayis basar. Is Rabbi Yochanan challenging shir achila? Didn't we just have a tanya kabasei? See, lema din alav kizayis basar klal ama yish bim mishum shvira etzem. Can't be. Alav hachi kamar, echad etzem sheish alav kizayis basar makom ze, ve echad she'ein alav kizayis basar bim makom ze, yish alav kizayis basar bim makom acher. So amar lei, lo hachi kamar, echad etzem sheish alav kizayis basar mi bachutz, ve echad etzem she'ein alav kizayis basar mi bachutz, v'yesh alav kizayis basar bibifnim b'makom shvira. So now we're trying to include where you have an etzem that has a kizayis basar, but the basar is moach basar. It's all internal. Only in that situation, when it's internal, that's where the debate is. If it's external, everybody agrees the kizayis is going to be sufficient. Let's say it's internal. That's where Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were debating, and that is where we will pick things up. Okay, very good. So, just to review, the Gemara said we can fully accept the idea that there's not going to be Malkos on Nosar, either because it's a Lav Shein B'Maisa or because it's a Lav Anitak Lase. Who cares if it's a Lav Anitak Lase? Okay, so it could be a formal halacha. It's not like Sosach Som Shor B'Disho. Or maybe it's more conceptual halacha that a Lav Anitak Lase. Rashi quotes this over here. He says, "Asei zos v'hatzel." Basically, you can save yourself, and therefore it just doesn't reach the level of what normally gets malchus. Malchus and malchum miso medes. Malchus, you have to do something really bad, right? So maybe it's just not as bad if you're able to rectify through the process of nitak la'ase. But the Gemara was very perplexed by this idea of shaviras ho'etzem, etzem lo sish beru bo. So, you know, why would it be that, you know, there are limitations and it just says you're not allowed to break an etzem? So we saw many, many different machloksin as to what the bow was marben, what was it mimayit, tahar versus tameh, haisalo shasa kosher, does it have a shir achila, does it lack a shir achila, is it mibod yom, is it not mibod yom? So we saw all of the different permutations. What about na, what about alya, all of the cases that we come to. In any event, we paskin that the only kind of etzem which actually is subject to the iser derais of etzem los ish berubo has to have a kizayas basar. It actually is linked to the din of achila. It has to have a shiur achila, which seems to reinforce the basic approach of the chizkuni. Because again, the basic approach of the chizkuni is to suggest that the whole idea when it comes to the mechayiv of shviras ha'etzem is the same mechayiv as Karban Pasach ne'achal al asover. Remember, we talked about the Karban Chagiga and the role that that plays. Chagiga sarbo asar. So we want to eat like malachim. And therefore, an etzem, which is disconnected from the role of achila, is not subject to this halacha. Before that, we discussed the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, quote unquote, paskin like Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan was hadar bay about whether basar hasta is leanon or basar the basofa is leanon. The chavtze gavra chiluk, in terms of yizagavra, might relate to this as achila, but levasof, it's not really going to be achila. It's not going to be a midi de chazila achila, because what you're dealing with is, in fact, a chavtze, which is, in the end, when it's fully developed, not going to be nachal for anybody. Okay, and then we saw there's the same chiluk about the Rosh Ha'egel in terms of Tamas Ochlin, whether it could possibly contract. So we say Basar Levasof Azlinan. Okay, so we'll hold it up here, we'll continue to ponder the many parallels between Eivir Shiyatza Miktaso and the Dinim of professional football, and how to best understand some of these principles and takanos. You know, one of the clear differences, of course, being that we don't have Sanhedrin, right? But they have a rules committee, so they can make new takanos on an annual basis, right? And they're able to repeal them, nimnu alavagamru, and I think they do every now and again. In any event, our dinim are immutable. But theirs, you know, it's just basar vadam. Okay. Everybody, have a wonderful night. We'll pick it up there on Motzai Shabbos.
Thank you.
Good night, guys. Good night. Have a good Shabbos. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Rabbi.